Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Talked a lot about class actions on this channel. Class actions, they can get a bad rap because quite often you'll hear about like millions of people were ripped off and a case settled and each member of the class is going to get, you know, get $1.39 and the attorney's got $14.9 million in fees. And people go, what's the purpose of that? Well, they do serve a purpose even if you only get $1.49. But you have to kind of think it through. And so, for example, I once represented a class of people in Michigan in a class action case where probably a few thousand people got ripped off for $25 a piece. Now, none of those people could have gone to court economically to get their $25 back. But in a class action lawsuit, we actually managed to get them the relief that they're entitled to. That is what they paid for with their $25. Long story, I'm not going to go into it here. But the point is that if a company knows that it can get away with ripping off a lot of people for a tiny little bit of money, and there's no threat of a class action, what's to stop them? So the class actions do act as a deterrent. So I got a great note yesterday from Jim. Jim is a viewer in Canada who said, Steve was involved in a Canadian class action involving PayPal, but a Canadian class action. And he goes, and just to let you know, I scored on this one. I got $1.95 Canadian, $1.56 US. So here's an example of a kind of a class action that can do that. The PayPal currency conversion class action settlement. If you are a Canadian resident and you purchased goods or services between January of 2017 and August of 2018 using PayPal, but in a currency other than the currency in which the goods were being offered for sale, you may be entitled to a payment from the settlement fund. So let's suppose you're in Canada and you're buying something from America. Your Canadian dollars are what you're spending to buy something that's being sold in U.S. dollars. And so there's going to be a conversion there somewhere. And the allegation is that PayPal may have miscalculated the conversion in their own favor. And that, of course, is always how it turns out to be. People don't make mistakes against themselves. The strangest thing, mistakes. A negotiated settlement's been reached for two class actions, been approved by the Ontario Superior Court of Justice and the Quebec Superior Court. The class actions allege that PayPal charged users more for currency conversions than it was entitled to under PayPal's user agreements between the dates I mentioned. The plaintiffs also allege that PayPal performed conversions of currency in relation to purchases and withdrawals from PayPal accounts when it was not authorized to do so between 06 and August 2018. The action was known as Balabanian versus PayPal and Kaplan versus PayPal. PayPal, of course, denies any liability, and they deny the truth of the allegations, but they'll pay $10 million. Now, good news? It's Canadian. Court has authorized the class for settlement purposes. The Ontario Superior Court of Justice approved the settlement in February. Quebec approved it in March. Who is included in this class? Could it be you? Well, all persons resident in Canada who purchased goods or services using the payment systems of PayPal Limited, PayPal Canada, PayPal Inc., and or PayPal Holdings in a currency other than the currency in which the goods or services were offered for sale in those timeframes, or held an account with PayPal in Canada who withdrew funds from their account that were converted to Canadian dollars before being transferred to the person's linked bank account or credit card on or before August 8th, 2018. And who gets a payment? Not all class members will be entitled to payment. Court-approved legal fees and administration costs will also be deducted. After those deductions, the amount remaining will be distributed on a pro rata basis to class members who meet the criteria of the active group. The active group includes class members who meet the following five criteria. And it goes through all these different things about you're a Canadian resident, you purchased goods or services, they converted the currency, blah, blah, blah. That's legalese. It is anticipated that the pro rata distribution of the settlement to the active group will be in the amount of $1.85 Canadian per person. Good news, it'll be deposited directly into your PayPal account. So if you've got a PayPal account and you met the criteria, you get $1.85 Canadian. Now, you do not need to take any action to remain part of the class, because if you did, it would probably take more than $1.85's worth of action. Class members do not need to take any action to receive a payment. However, if you are a class member who meets the criteria and who has not opted out, payment will automatically be put into your PayPal accounts. However, if you want to, well, you could have objected, but you blew the deadlines because the deadline for objection was back in February. The deadline to exclude yourself was also in February. And a lot of people don't understand this, that there's class actions that you have to opt into, that if you don't know about them, you're not part of them. But there's the ones that you are in that you have to opt out of. And those are the scary ones because you find out later, like, I got $1.85 for something. I could have sued for more, maybe. I don't know. And I've heard of people who've opted out of class actions and actually sued and gotten more. But you got to find an attorney who's willing to do it or know how to do it yourself. So class members who meet the criteria set out above do not need to take any action to receive a payment. Payments will automatically be put into those class members' PayPal accounts. So again, the pro rata distribution is estimated to be $1.85. And that's after they deducted a bunch of costs and so on. But as noted, Jim in Canada said that he got $1.95 put into his account. $1.95. And so you might be thinking, okay, wait a second. What's going on here? And getting back to the original allegation. So let's suppose you're going to buy something for somebody in Germany off of eBay. And they're selling something in euros. And of course, your bank account's got Canadian dollars in it. And you can go in and you can buy the thing from them using PayPal, and PayPal will simply convert the Canadian dollars into euros for them and so on and so forth. And there's going to be a conversion rate that that should be done at. And presumably in their agreement, they had an explanation of how the conversion rate worked. The allegation is that the conversion rate they used erred in their favor a little bit on a lot of these transactions. That's the allegation which they vigorously deny. And so the thinking is that you paid, and you paid a little bit extra. So theoretically, if you hadn't missed these deadlines, you could have objected, opted out of the class, and found out how much money you were shorted in your transaction. So it might be it was only a couple bucks. It very well could be. And that might be one of the reasons that this flew under the radar for so long. But if it was a percentage of the purchase price, for instance, and it was actually substantially larger, it may have made more sense. If you bought something really, really valuable from Germany, very expensive, tons of expenses in shipping it and all so on, and you paid for all of that through PayPal into euros, then maybe you had larger damages. I suspect that most of these cases were probably just a little bit here, a little bit there, and that's, like I said, why they flew under the radar. But they did put up a big settlement fund of $10 million Canadian. They don't say here what the legal fees were, because those are usually fairly comical. But they don't say what those are. But they said that after deducting those costs and legal fees, they would simply then divide up the rest amongst the class members who hadn't opted out. So that got Jim $1.95 Canadian or $1.56 US. There you go. Spend it wisely, my friend. Go to Tim Hortons. What can you get there for $1.56? I don't know. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Happiness is an activity, not an emotion.